We are learning Mesechtas Pesachim Daf Tzadik Beis Amar Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah Tzadik Aleph Amar Beis. Zok the Mishnah. We learned a little bit about Oinin on the last Mishnah, and now we're continuing with that. Oinin, Toivel Va'oichel Es Pischoy La'erev, Avaloi B'kotchem. The halacha is that a Oinin is someone who loses a close relative, and before the Kvura, he's called an Oinin. Now, Oinin is part of all mitzvahs, and Oinin cannot eat kotchem. But we're going to see that the Oinin is only an Oinin midaraisa by day. By night already, even if you didn't bury them dead yet, it's still only the Rabbanon, not the Araisa. So here, this Oinin became Oinin Erev Pesach, so he could send his Korban Pesach, since at night there will only be the Rabbanon, will allow him to eat the Korban Pesach in order they shouldn't be doiched the Korban Pesach, shouldn't push away the Korban Pesach. There's another halacha that when it comes to kachim, if someone is disqualified from eating kachim, he has to be toivel before he eats kachim. So it says in our Mishnah, Oinin toivel, he makes a tefillah, va'oichel as pischoy la'erev, and he eats Korban Pesach that evening, avaloi b'kachim. But other kachim, we don't allow him to do it, because only by Pesach, we give him a special exception and say, even though he's Oinin Medera Abonin, he's allowed to eat Pesach. But kachim, he's not allowed to eat. Hashemeya al-Mesa, someone who hears about a mace, which means a shmua rechayka, means he hears after the mace starts, 30 days later, he hears about it. So he's not sitting shiva, but he's still Oinin Medera Abonin. V'amalaki loy atzamos, or it's the day that they are moving the atzamos of his parents, they don't want to move the kever. So those that day he's a oval and he's a oinim that day only with the rabbanon. So those days also type of aichel v'kachim, he can eat kachim. He's not even an oinim with the rabbanon there. He's only a velos with the rabbanon. And the law is that he's allowed to be type of aichel v'kachim. Both ashmei al meisim lack of atzamos, since it's not an oinim, it's yom shmur is oinim the rabbanon, and mikdu atzamos is a velos the rabbanon. The law is that they could eat kachem at night, because there, since it's only midrabban, the aninus or avelus, so at night there is no aninus, even midrabban. And therefore, at night they can even eat kachem. So it means a regular oinin, really at night, he's an oinin midrabban on that night, but Pesach is allowed to eat kachem, not allowed to eat. Mashenkin, these two, since the whole aninus is only midrabban, so at night it's mutter even for kachem, not only for Pesach. Another halacha, gershin is garb erev Pesach, a ger that became a ger erev Pesach. So Beisham Erim Toivel, he's Toivel for his Geiris, but Oichel is Pischel Erim. And he could eat a Korban Pesach that evening, he could bring a Korban Pesach that day. But still, I'm no. Haparish mina Arla, Kaparish mina Keva. When you get your first Bris Milah, you're Tamei like for 7 days. Kaparish mina Keva, it's like someone who leaves a Kever, which is Tamei Mace, and he has to have a Hazar, Shlishi, Vishvi'i, and then he could eat kachim. So according to Basil, if someone comes to Ger and he gets a Mila, he has to wait 7 days before he can eat any kachim, including the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara will elaborate down a little bit. Say the reason. The Gemara will say the reason for it. The Gemara will say the reason for it. What's the tefillah for the so that we spoke out, that Rashi speaks out before, that there's a chayim of a kodesh, that a oinin and mechus kapurim needs a tefillah of the kodesh. And the pasuk that is, because since they weren't royu for eating kodesh that time, so he may wasn't careful, so he may make a tefillah. That's what has to be titled. It's a Mishnah in Masechet Chagiga. It says, "Oinim chosuk purim tzrichen tefila lekodesh." Zok the Gemara. We're talking about also the Gemara. We're talking about Yisrael. Will be different. Let's say. Well, tomorrow we'll talk about it. So let's see the Gemara first on the first half. The first half of the Mishnah said, "Oinim is tovel eichlas pischel erev." That means even though he's oinim that night, he's still allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. My time, kesavar aninus laila derabbanon. The aninah of laila is only derabbanon. Only hayoyim is deraisa. Only the first day is deraisa. We learn that from a pasuk by the story with Aaron and when they burnt the sa'ar shchaydesh in Parashat Shmini. And says hein hayoyim mikrivu, and he's an oinin. So hayoyim is mashma only by day. He's an oinin, not by night. And by night it's only derabbanon. We got a pesach lehimidu debrei makom koros. We got a Korban Pesach. The Chacham were not maimed their words. Their words are that the Anidus Laila is the Rabbanon. They said, you know what, we're going to relax our halacha, but Makom Karus, this is a mitzvah, the Chayav Karus, the mitzvah of Pesach. By Kachim, where it's Aseh to eat, and like Rashi says earlier in the Masechta, every Kachim is Aseh, mitzvah Aseh for Yisrael to eat. V'achlu Oysam HaShukup Behem, that's Lashon in the Pasuk. And still, they said, no, there's a mitzvah of Aninus Darabanan, which is Doiche, the mitzvah asay of Kachim. So that's the halacha, that there's a difference between Korban Pesach and other Kachim. When you got a Pesach, let me the very Mom Karas, but Kachim is the very Mom Karasay. So the Gemara Vayit, that says, Hashemeya al Meisoy, or Malakil Yatsam, which means they're moving the cave. And we said, the halacha is that it's only Darabanan, and therefore, at night, it's mutter for them to eat kachim. So great thing about Kasha, how could he catch him? He's Charatame, he's Malakat Atzamas. Malakat Atzamas, the boy is of Shishvi Shvi. If someone picks up bones, he's Metame Tame Mates. So he has to have Azar Shishvi Shvi. He's waited 7 days. He's not Mutter that night. And for the Gemara, Ema Shalikhtala Atzamas, he hired a company to move the caver. So still, he has a din of Avails Darabanan, but Lamaisa, he's not Tame Mates because he didn't do the actual Likut of Atzamas. Zog the Gemara Vayit. The 10th end of the Mishnah, Gershin is Gayer, a Ger that became a Ger. So it's Machlokes. Beshame says he's a Ger, that he can bring his Karm Pesach. He eat, that night he can eat already the Karm Pesach after Harav Shemesh. And Mesil says, no, he has to wait 7 days because Kapar is from that Kever. Omer Rabba Rachan of Yechra, Machlokes is Dafka by Orel Nochri. The whole Machlokes is only by a Ger who's getting his first Mila, but not by Yisrael. And why is the dafuk by Ger? And I'll explain the reason now. Vesil Sabri, Gzeira Shem Yitma, Lashana Haba, maybe next year he will become Tamei. V'yayimei Shtakid, he says, last year, I touched the mace, you know, on the day before Erev Pesach, I touched the mace, and Milo Tevalta V'chalti, I just was Tevel, and I ate the Karm Pesach. Achshav Nami, now also, maybe this year also, Etvel V'alchal, I'll just be Tevel and eat. Vloyod is not going to understand that Ishtakid last year Nochriyav was a goy. Vloy Mekabal Tumah is not Mekabal Tumah at all. Achshav Yisrael Mekabal Tumah. Now he's Yisrael and he's Mekabal Tumah. So Rashi explains, therefore we make him Tumah 7 days, and therefore he's covering every single Tumah that could have happened to him. Because Tumah makes it 7 days. It says, Zav also is 7 days. I, Zav, really needs the 8th day because they bring a carb, Mechusa Kippurim. He says, Maisa, the goy can't bring him Mechusa Kippurim this because he's not a real Zav. Not a real Zav. So therefore, he would never be able to bring Karm Pesach forever if he said you have to wait till you bring a carbon, because he can't bring a carbon. So if we made him Tumah 7 days, this way he'll know next year that, you know, yes, last year waited 7 days for Tumah, so I have to make sure I'm not Tumah this year. That's the reason. So the whole din is din gzera derabanan. Ubeishame sabri loigaz, you're not gezer. So that's the machlokes by Oral Nochri, because machlokes beishame and beisil if you make a gzera. Ava Oral Yisrael, but let's say Yisrael didn't have a mila because all his brothers died, and he decided he's healthy enough, he's going to get a mila now. He's Toivel, and he eats the Karm Pesach L'Erev, L'Gazrinon, Oral Yisrael Mishim Oral Nachri. In that Geyser, Oral Yisrael Mishim Oral Nachri. Here again, it speaks to how Toivel V'Oichel. Now, we're talking about Oral Yisrael. So Tosfos asks that he doesn't know any place that says he needs a Tvila for a Yisrael who gets a Mila. That's Tosfos as a Kasher. Second Tosfos says, Tema L'Rivah L'Mitzvim Shemakam Tila B'Yisrael Shemath L'Yabanan. So the first Mosei Pshat is, like we explained before, since at this time he was also the Ikachim, so again, maybe he's a Siach Das, so maybe he goes into the same Halacha of Oinem Mechus HaKaburim, and it has to be Tevel because he's a Siach Das. But upon him, the Machlokes B'Sham B'Yisrael B'As by Oral Nachri, not by Oral Yisrael. Tanya Namach, we'll bring a right from a Braisa that the Machlokes in our Mishnah is by Oral Nachri, by a Ger, and not by Oral Yisrael. Did not argue by Yisrael, who got his first bris mila on Erev Pesach, that he could be toivel and eat his Pesach la'erev. What is the machlokes? He also could eat tonight. He's a good ger, he's a yid. He's toivel, he has Erev Shemesh, he eats the Karm Pesach. That someone's parish from Arla, it's ki'ilu, he was parish from a kever, and he needs shlishi and shvi, he needs a hazah on the 3rd day and the 7th day, and then he could be mutat to ikachim and come to the base of mikdash and all those things because of a gzera. Then next year he's not going to realize that he was a tummy mace, and therefore this year we make him wait 7 days. So, our Gemara's now say 6 different things. 3 things that we were maimid the Rabbana b'makom the carbon, makom Karm Pesach, and 3 things we let the Karm Pesach be doicha those Rabbanans. 3 and 3. Amar Rav, Oral, Hazav, Ve'Izmil, Hamida Devarim Makom Karos. These 3 things, Oral, Hazav, Ve'Izmil, the Rabbanan came along and was doicha Karm Pesach, and makom Karos, even though it's a Karos, the Karm Pesach. Oinen, Umitzayra, Obeza Pras. These 3 things, they would not did not keep the Rabbanon. The Pesach, the Tzchayiv Karos, was doicha these 3 Rabbanons. And the Gemara has explained each one. Some of them we know already. So the first 3 things we say, we maimid the Rabbanon, we keep the Rabbanon, even Makom Karm Pesach. Oral Hadamar. What's the first one? Oral. That means by a ger. Even though he's not going to be able to bring Karm Pesach, we stick the Rabban in, he's Deichel Karm Pesach. Oral is Hadamar, number one. The number two is Hazah. Dama Maru, this is early in the Masechta. Hazah Shvos Ve'en Deichel Es Shabbos. Let's say someone who's a Tommy Mace, and his seventh day lands up on Shabbos, and it's also Erev Pesach. So if he gets Hazah today, he can bring Karm Pesach. If he doesn't get Hazah, he can't bring Karm Pesach. The law is he can't do Hazah on Shabbos. Now, why can't he do Hazah on Shabbos? What's the Issa? So Gemara comes out before, on the Samach Tes, that the Issa is, Kushema Yavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shosh Rab, might not carry it. So because of that, the Rabbanon, we're doich, he's not going to bring Karm Pesach. So you see, right, second, the Rabbanon is doich of the Karm Pesach.
When does this guy do second spritzing?
When he'll do it? No, on Chol HaMoed.
You'll have to do
it
on the
18th, 19th? Yeah, you'll have to do it the next day, yeah. So he will do Razah. He's not going to be able to do Razah that day. And even though it's under Rabbanon, and he can't bring Karm Pesach. Because he already, Oral knocks out Karm Pesach. Even though it's under Rabbanon, Hazah also. What's the third case? Ismail. The Tanya, case of Amila. The loch is, if someone's children or his avodim is not gemalit, the loch is, he cannot bring Karm Pesach. So what happens if there's a Mila that shleib is mana, and it lands up on Shabbos, and if he doesn't do his milah, he's not going to be able to bring Karm Pesach. So the halacha is that you can't, and this is the case, if I shouldn't say, even bismana, because the milah I can't do on Shabbos anyway, even if it's bismana, but you don't have an ismil over here, and so the even though it's doiche, his Karm Pesach, he's not going to be able to bring the ismil, still he can't. And we're going to Kutamal Yom, holds he can't bring an Ismail for a Mila on Shabbos. We pass him, we can't bring Machshirim for a Mila Bismana. So, as the Mila Bismana, you're not taking a Shabbos for the Ismail. What about for the Karm Pesach? Could I bring it in a Mokum Carmelis for the Karm Pesach? That's the Shaila. The Ismail, Tanya, Kashem, Imavim, is Derek Shirabim, just so you can't bring the Mila knife. Derech Rosh Hashirabim, Kach Ema Vinoiso, you also can't bring it, Derech Gagos, through the roofs, Derech Hatzeris, through the courtyards, Derech Hafifois, through the backyards, even though they're all carmelists. So, you're not allowed to bring the Mila, and what's going to happen? He's in the land of being, not able to bring Karm Pesach, because his children are not gemalot, or his avod are not gemalot. So, you see from here that we would doiche the Karm Pesach, even though it's Roshuya is the Rabbanon. Even though it's Roshuya is the Rabbanon. What?
Mila itself is allowed to be done on Shabbos if it wasn't for the Ismail.
If it's Bismana. If it's on the 8th day. The 8th day, Mila can be done on Shabbos. It's Bismana not. So here we're talking, even Mila Bismana, the loch is you can't bring the Ismail, Derech Shirab, or even Derech Carmelis, because the loch is that Machshirim are not mutter for Mila. Zok the Gemara. So those are the three things. The three things we said are Deuch HaKam Pesach, Oral, Hazah, and the halacha of Ismail, the halacha of bringing the Mila knife. What are the three things that Karm Pesach is doicha those the Rabbanans? Oinen Hadamaran, we said Oinen Laila is the Rabbanan, we said Laila the Karm Pesach. Even though it's the Rabbanan, so we knocked out the Rabbanan. Mitzayra, what is Mitzayra? Mahi, the Tanya lived in the Braisa. Mitzayra Shechal Shminish Lev Erev Pesach. A Mitzayra was Chal his eighth day in Erev Pesach. Mitzayra, the process is, after he comes purified, he waits 7 days, and then on the 8th day, he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he brings his karbonos, and he has to get spritzed on his big thumb and his big toe. He has to get spritzed the dam. The halacha is, he sticks his hand into the Shari Nikna, he stands the Shari Nikna, sticks his hand into the Azara, and he gets spritzed on. The problem is, let's say he has a different, so now why can a Mitzari go in? It's a special halacha. We let a Mitzara stick his hand in because Bia mixes Lashma Bia, or it's special Heter, stick his hand in. A Mitzara is let to go into Machne Leviya, is let to walk into the Harabayas, because a Mitzara is ready now only Mechusa Kapurim, but this time he's ready Mechusa Kapurim, so he comes in, he's let to stick his hand in. He's not allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, but he's let to go into the Azar. A Balkari is not allowed to walk into the Harabayas either. Let's say Mitzara lands being a Balkari that day. He can't come in. So what's the halacha if it landed on Erev Pesach and today he was going to get his spritz, he'd be able to bring his Karm Pesach, but he landed being a Baal Keri today. The time to the Braisa, Mitzayra Shechal Shminish Loi B'Erev Pesach B'Ra'a Keri Boi B'Yoyim. And he saw Keri that day. The halacha is Toivel Va'ichel, he can be Toivel, and he can eat the Karm Pesach. Omru Chachamim, Afa Pisha Tvul Yoyim Ene Nichnas, even though Tvul Yoyim, it's still a din of Valkari, maybe, and it can't come into the Harabayas, the Machna Leviya. Zen Nichnas, he could go in. Mutav Yaveh Yaseh Shvei Karas, let the Aseh of Yeshvei Karas, Vyidcha Aseh Shvei Karas, Vidoicha the Aseh that a Tful Yoyim, which is a Balkari, can't go into the Harabayis, can't go into the Azara, the Eznoshim even, Sheim Boy Karos. But Rabbi Yechon explains that really it's not a Asay. There is a Issa Asay for Balkari to come into the Harabayis, the Machna Leviyah, but a Tful Yoyim really is not a Asay. Tful Yoyim in the Rice would have been Mutter. Yishofet brought Kans Klai Yisrael to Davin for a certain war, and they came into the Harabayis, but Beis Hashem lefnei Achatz HaChadosha. Why is it called Chatz HaChadosha? Why is it called Chatz HaChadosha? Shechotchu boy dava va'omru, and the mechadish ha'halacha then. Va'omru tful yoyim le'ikones machna levia. They were mechadish, then a tful yoyim, which means a bakeri can't go into a machna levia. But if he was tayvah medraisa, he could. He just can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, can't go into the Beis HaMikdash, can't go into Azara. But the mechadish, tful yoyim can't go into machna levia. Tosfos Agav speaks out that it's lav dafka machna levia, just as it's noshim, as the kalim says different levels of kedusha, as it's noshim, it can't go into a tful yoyim, can't go. So now here's Mitzayra is about Keri, and really it shouldn't be going into the Ezos Noshim because of this Isidra Rabbanon of Tul Yoyim. Kum to Karban Pesach, it's Doichet at the Rabbanon. This is the first one is Oinim, the second one is Doichet at the Rabbanon. So now he can't stick his hand inside because that's the rice already, that Tul Yoyim. So the teretz is, whatever you say by Mitzayra, you can say here. Because the two pshat of why Mitzayra is last thing is hand in. Either be a mix of shema be, it means partly coming in, not called coming in here. Also you can do that. The other pshat was, there was a special heter for Mitzayra. So we say here also, that this heter will schlep along, will take along the heter of Valkari. Will take along the heter of Valkari also, once you have that heter. It says, Rashi bring down both pshatim. It says, even shum the machas yod v'azara, iklamadim amir, b'yaksas yod l'shma b'ya. Since that was matavah tzayra, apishenis karis, mashum chusakapurim, but here also heturla hutula for the carrier, matav also for the carrier. It's like a migu aza. But kaponim, we got both ready two things that will knock out the rabbanim. Number one is einin, and number two is mitzayra.